Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Public schools are trusted by our communities to educate, nurture, and cultivate our children to reach their personal potential. And that's where the challenge is most profound. The range of potential for students is quite broad, and while schools know how to cultivate top performers, how do they cultivate and nurture the potential of students that struggle? The Grants Pass Adult Community Transition Program is a great model. Joining the JX to help us learn more is Bob Simonson, an educator with the Grants Pass School District's ACT program, and Tiffany Reynolds, an ACT educational assistant. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Bob, give us a sense of your own background and what do you do at the Grants Pass School District?
I'm a special ed teacher for about 13 years, and for many years I was working with our students with significant disabilities in our life skills classroom, and I've switched over to this is my second year in our adult community transition program, which is also a special needs program for our 18 to 21-year-old students.
And Tiffany, what about your background and what's the work that you do at the school district?
Thank you for asking. I have been with the Grants Pass School District now in November. It'll be 18 years in the capacity of an educational assistant for the special ed department. I've worked with various types of students with very kind of broad spectrum disabilities and just absolutely love this population. It's a great opportunity to help foster, I think, these young adults into living their best lives through the things that we're able to offer them.
So tell me what is the Adult Community Transition or ACT program?
So it is a program for our 18 to 21-year-olds with special needs. We focus on daily living skills, things like cooking, cleaning, transportation. Self-care is huge. We focus on the social, emotional aspect of learning, but also just life in general. Try to work out the real-life task of budgeting, financial management, time management. Organization is a huge, I would say, thing that I think we all, you know, need to learn, but can definitely in this population be something that is a struggle. So organizing, communicating and interpersonal skills, and then just, you know, assistive technology, and then vocational training is probably our big kahuna.
Well, it sounds like the kind of skills we all need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Bob, give me a sense of the day in the life of the program. What do you do every day?
So we are adulting. We, you know, the students will come in the morning and they'll make breakfast. We go over the plan for the day, and it may, like Monday, maybe we're going to go shopping, so we're going to have a grocery list, and we'll go out into the community because we're community based. So we have our home base here, our wonderful facility that District 7 has provided our students and staff here. But we are we hit the road every day, and so Mondays usually is our shopping day, and then the next day, Tuesdays, we go out and do some vocational training. We're usually at a farm working with animals and with agriculture too, and learning about where food comes from. And then Wednesday we'll usually incorporate cooking lessons. We have a wonderful teaching kitchen, and we talk about kitchen safety. And so we're really focused on just adulting every day. Thursdays, we adults go to the gym. We try to get a workout in. So we go to the YMCA. So, but it changes every week. So, but we talk about that, and they have ownership in it. So they get to decide what we're going to do. And we plan that our lives out that way.
So it sounds like there's group interaction, some collaboration, and establishing a routine.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's an education and training program focusing on employment, independent living, self-determination, and communication with each other.
I'm talking with Bob Simonson and Tiffany Reynolds of the Grants Pass School District about the Adult Community Transition, or ACT, program and its relocation to the GP Flex campus. Tiffany, can you talk a little bit more about that? The ACT program was at Grants Pass High School, right?
That is correct. And just for your viewers, because if any of our participants in this program, we refer to it as the ACT program. ACT is fine, but the ACT program, we really want to make a point of we act in kindness, we act in, you know, maturity, we act in responsibility. So we use that word often to really promote, you know, that positivity. But as far as moving from the high school to our new location, I think it really helped with the mindset for students that we've closed one chapter and we've opened another. It was very confusing for them to be on a, you know, campus that they had already been on for 4 years. And yet we're telling them this is, because we don't refer to this as school. We refer to this as, you know, you're coming to work. We actually have a time clock. They punch in, they punch out. We are really, really trying to foster as close to that real life scenario as possible for them. And by moving and having a facility that resembles a home, that resembles, you know, we have our educational side of this building where we do our lessons. And then we have, as Bob had stated, the kitchen, which is phenomenal. It's an amazing workspace that the district has provided for us. And, you know, we're so grateful. And I think it has already kind of changed the narrative in their minds that they feel grown up.
Well, that sounds like the right kind of spatial transition.
It's close enough so that they still have the security of that familiarity, but also it's a definite, you know, change.
So living in America can be complex for everybody, right?
Absolutely.
The life skills needed to navigate this daily barrage of bills and earning income and paying taxes can be quite stressful. How do you prepare students, particularly students that are struggling, to transition into this complex society?
Go ahead, Bob. Nope, you go.
We work on with a team of each student has a different specialist and administrators, and there'll be parents there. Of course, the student is at the center of everything, and they're the adult, and so we build a plan, and we work on goals and objectives all year to try to meet, a really exciting program for them that's a learning community committed to excellence and success for all of them.
Okay, so what happens when students transition out of your ACT program? And I do appreciate the acronym ACT. Thank you.
So we are, one part of the team is the community agencies that are out there, supports that are out there, like Department of Human Services, Vocational Rehabilitation, and we work with these agencies and to get them job coaches that they can have for many, however long they need it. It could be for 6 months or it could be much longer, depending on. And we have students that are working at Goodwill right now or Dairy Queen and work with them. It could be a significant amount of time, and then they scaffold away. As so the whole idea is to move them more and more to be independent, and so they can be successful in life when it's time for them to move on.
So, Tiffany, how long has the program been around, and does the program keep track of the students for a certain period of time?
That would probably be a better Bob question, but we have, you know, been taking on this program. This is now our second year. I believe it's been in place for many, many years. Did you want to jump in on that, Bob?
Yeah, it's been ongoing for as long as I've been here. So I am, and it, when the federal law of IDEA, Individual with Disability Education Act, said that students with disabilities can need a little longer, so their time, they're allowed to continue their education until 21. So that's probably when this program was developed, and it's in every school district. And I'm just really thankful for our district to provide this for our students.
Do we know how many students have successfully transitioned through this program?
We probably have those numbers. I don't know them off the top of my head, but I'm sure we have kept track of every student that's been enrolled over the years.
Well, let's talk about the success stories that you've seen.
I'm just really excited to see the growth that the students are having with, when we go out into the community, they're a little nervous. They're meeting people out there that are adults, and how to conduct yourself out there. And, you know, we talk about that, but it's been the amazing growth over the last year. And I've just seen them start to get opportunities of employment, and for the community out there to say, you know, I can see this young adult working at my company and taking that risk. And it's just a real positive both ways.
Well, it sounds...
So can I piggyback off of what Bob said?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the main thing I think that gets me excited, you know, every day is that because we are dealing with an adult population, they're here by choice. They're, you know, they're not like legally responsible to have to come and, you know, show attendance like they were when they were in high school or, you know, primary education time. They get to choose to be here. And I was concerned when we started this program thinking, oh, are we going to lose kids? Are we doing our very best to provide what they need and what they want? And our program continues to grow, which is very exciting. You know, we partner with Grocery Outlet, Sanctuary One, Josephine County Food Bank, Josephine County Library, the YMCA, and we're always looking for more opportunities to volunteer, to learn, and to serve in our community. So, I hope this gets out there for people to, you know, maybe take a chance on us and not be intimidated by how amazing these humans are.
Well, it sounds like this is a fabulous program, and it's continuing to grow and do great work, but there are costs. And so how can the community help, and what are the costs?
Well, the financial costs, I mean, we, of course, we work within a budget, and we try to stay as close to that budget. We don't go over. We have a very... It's small, but we try to raise money as well by doing different activities. Like last year, we made dog biscuits and sold those within the district, and we were able to. It was just a way for them to learn how to start making money.
Well, I really appreciate that. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Bob Simonson and Tiffany Reynolds.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you both.
My guests are with the Grants Pass Adult Community Transition Program. I'm Mike Green.